We're going to start off with some cricket. The Sawadee women, Proteas, they suffered a 15-run defeat against India in the opening match in the Tri Series. India batting first, 276 for 6. Opener Pratika Rawal, 78 and 91 balls for the Proteas with the leather. Nonkululeko Mlaba, 2 for 55. And then in reply, we gave it a proper go. South Africa, 261 all out. Opener Tasman Britt, 109 of 107 balls. Now the ladies, sloppy in the field. They dropped 3 catches, which opener Britt says was the point of difference.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you've got to take those catches. I definitely think if we took that, we would have maybe chased maybe 240. I personally feel we shouldn't have chased more than 240. So we didn't, you know, operate in that way. We didn't take or manage to take those key moments when needed. And that's at the end of the day, I think that was the win or the lose. I don't think I want to say India was maybe the better team. They played very well, but that's where they show up when it matters.
And next up for the women Proteas is Sri Lanka. Now, Arsenal's hopes of winning the Champions League for the first time dealt a massive blow after they suffered a 1-0 defeat to PSG at the Emirates Stadium on a Tuesday night. Ousmane Dembele scored the only goal of the match for the French side. Now, despite the defeat, Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta still confident that his team can go to Paris and get a result.
We are half time, and my message being exactly the same is we have to go to Paris and win the game, and we are more than capable of doing it because I saw two very good teams where the margins are so small and they had efficiency in front of the goal, and their keeper as well made a difference to see the result that we've seen tonight.
Yeah, it should have been more for PSG. Arsenal will understand that the semi-finals are a bit different, but hey, we've seen the movie of England club going to Paris and getting that result. So next week, Wednesday, Arsenal in Paris against PSG. Wydad AC have granted head coach Rulani Mokoena special leave for the remaining 3 league games of the season. The Moroccan outfit also confirmed that Mokoena's contract will be terminated at the end of the season. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.